If you've been watching the weather this past 2 weeks, you know we've had an unusual stretch of pretty stagnant air in parts of the Northwest. Environmental agencies limited burning in wood stoves and fireplaces.
The air quality is presently unhealthy for sensitive groups. Within the air quality zone, only pellet stoves may be used from noon.
World traveler Peter Scott looks at the sky over Vashon Island, Washington, where he lives and works. He's hardly impressed.
You know, even a bad day in the Pacific Northwest is nothing like a good day in Africa. You know, I mean, what people are exposed to there. So, I mean, maybe this just gives people a hint of, you know, imagine if you didn't have a chimney in your house and you were supposed to live in that smoke.
Scott is president of the Burn Design Lab. That's one of at least four Northwest-based nonprofits whose founders are convinced cleaner, more efficient cook stoves can save millions of lives. They could also lessen deforestation, global warming, and poverty. The World Health Organization estimates it's mostly women and children who die from exposure to smoke from cooking fires and rudimentary stoves. That kills more people each year than AIDS or malaria. In Scott's workshop, engineers and metalsmiths tinker with different cook stove designs. They're mostly compact and portable, not much bigger than a crock pot. Some are optimized to burn charcoal, others wood, coal, or even cow dung.
Well, we want to make a stove that uses 50% less fuel and 90% less emissions. And we want to do that without a fan or any sort of complicated system. To make a stove that's, you know, $20 or $25 that can be affordable by someone in Africa, that's a real challenge.
Yet his team has done it. Scott says they're ready to move to mass manufacturing. He's sketched plans for a big factory in Kenya. Eugene, Oregon is home to similarly situated Stove Team International. Nancy Hughes founded this nonprofit in 2008. She's spinning off stove factories in Latin America.
So with a small amount of money, we can help people in the developing world start factories. So in the past little under 4 years, we've established 6 factories in 5 countries.
All of this social entrepreneurship can be traced back to a pioneering research and testing collective in Cottage Grove, Oregon, called Aprovecho. That nonprofit, too, has for-profit manufacturing spinoffs now, including a factory in China and a global sales outfit based in Portland called EcoZoom. Aprovecho's director says the clean cook stove arena is heating up. That's what it looks like from Washington, D.C. as well, where Radha Muthia stokes the fires.
When I think about the cluster in the Pacific Northwest, it doesn't surprise me that that we have these organizations. I think, we've always seen in the Pacific Northwest that it's been a hub for research and for innovation in many different ways, and innovation that I would classify as socially related innovation.
Muthia directs a relatively new initiative for the United Nations Foundation called the Global Alliance for Clean Cookstoves. Its motto is, "Cooking shouldn't kill." She says Northwest-based international relief groups like World Vision and Mercy Corps are getting on board, too. Mercy Corps is helping start up small stove factories in Southeast Asia, Somalia, and Haiti. World Vision is promoting and distributing highly efficient cookstoves as part of relief projects in Africa. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.